Indeed, Mitt Romney, just a couple of years ago, backed the principle of moving the US embassy to Jerusalem. And yet when Donald Trump does it, when he keeps a promise, when he says things that other leading American politicians have said, when McDonald does it, it causes uproar. I want to try and understand why. So I'm going to DC. I'm going to LBC's Washington correspondent, Simon Marks. Hello, Simon.
How are you, Nigel?
I'm well. I just, every time Trump tries to put in place a pledge from the campaign, there seems to be uproar.
Well, I mean, I think Donald Trump would argue that's because the United States is unfamiliar with presidents that make good on pledges that they've made on the campaign trail. I mean, there's also, it's fair to say, I think some domestic political benefit he hopes to this announcement, because he thinks that it's going to play well with those Christian evangelical voters that backed him last November and those American Jewish voters that backed him last November. And let's be honest, his approval ratings right now are sagging, and he needs the support of every single American voter that he can possibly get, not just on this issue, but in order, if he's going to breathe new life into trying to advance other aspects of his agenda. But look, in the last 30 minutes, it's very clear that Donald Trump is going to find himself facing tremendous hostility. Mahmoud Abbas, the president of the Palestinian Authority, has said just within the last few minutes that the US is choosing to go against all the international and bilateral agreements, to ignore the international consensus. And he says that as far as he's concerned, the United States, by this act, is withdrawing from the role it has played in the peace process. And so there is a knock-on effect here for Donald Trump, not just internationally, but also within his own household, because his son-in-law, Jared Kushner, yep, has been trying to advance this Middle East peace process. The president, we heard it during Ian's program, in his speech insisted that this move was designed to help shore that process up. And yet it looks like the Palestinians are saying the US has withdrawn from the role that it was playing. And the translation for that is that means the Palestinians are likely to walk away from the table.
Yep, and I do understand that. And certainly the language coming from the other side is strong. I just was drawing some of the historical points, Simon, that, you know, Bill Clinton had said he wanted to do this. And Mitt Romney, if he'd become the US president and beaten Obama, said he wanted to do the same thing as well. There's nothing particularly new, is there, in American politics about being heavily on side with Israel?
Well, American law since 1995 has mandated the White House, successive White Houses, to move the embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. And there's been this sort of kabuki theatre that has gone on here, where successive presidents every 6 months have signed a waiver. And you heard President Trump refer to it in his remarks. That waiver essentially says, yes, we know we're supposed to be moving the embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. Mm. We know we're supposed to be recognizing Jerusalem as the capital, but we're not going to do it in the next 6 months. And Bill Clinton and George W. Bush and Barack Obama, they signed those waivers, and Donald Trump signed it already once and now says he's going to sign it one last time. Rex Tillerson has issued a statement within the last few minutes, the Secretary of State, speaking about Donald Trump's bold move on Israel and saying that the State Department will now move immediately to implement his policy. However, Donald Trump is also well aware that it's going to take years to identify a suitable site for an American embassy in Jerusalem, to build it to modern safety and security standards. And it is highly likely that if this move ever does take place, by the time it takes place, Donald Trump will not still be sitting in the White House.
Yeah, and had Obama done this, would it, in your opinion, have met with the same degree of international condemnation?
Look, I mean, I remember when an American president walked into the Rose Garden of the White House and formally endorsed the idea of a two-state solution in the Middle East. And that was a very controversial notion at the time. This, I think, was always going to be toxic to players in the region, including those who in the last 24 hours have said they reject this idea. King Salman of Saudi Arabia, King Abdullah of Jordan. Look at King Abdullah in Jordan. Jordan, the son of the late King Hussein, he's not predisposed to oppose US policy in the region. He often acts as, a behind-the-scenes wise counsel to successive American presidents. He's recoiled from this based, I think, largely because he disagrees with the policy, not because necessarily he disagrees with the personality of the individual that's implementing it.
Okay, and quickly, Simon, very big, important Senate race taking place next Tuesday in Alabama. The Senate, I mean, he managed to get tax reform through, but he's struggling a bit, isn't he, with the Senate? Just give us the numbers and quickly the importance of the Alabama race.
Well, look, he absolutely can't afford to lose this race in Alabama. And as you know, Nigel, that has resulted in the President of the United States formally endorsing Roy Moore for that seat in Alabama, even though Mr. Moore is now an accused child molester and an accused sexual predator. So it's been deeply controversial that President Trump has decided to go ahead and endorse him after Mitch McConnell, the Republicans' leader in the U.S. Senate, said that he believed the women who were making the allegations against Mr. Moore. It seems to be very evenly poised in Alabama, and for a Democrat to win there would, of course, be a simply astonishing development, given Alabama's history of Republican politics. And it would cause enormous difficulties for Donald Trump in terms of advancing his legislative agenda. He's had trouble enough with that. If the Republicans lose another seat in the U.S. Senate, that would become very complicated for them. December 12th is the big day. We will all be watching very closely.
We will talk to you on that day, Simon Marks. Thank you very much indeed. Well-